should we say, more informative educational material without necessarily talking about the C word. In fact, we've already got some great news to actually introduce our next guest, because PharmaNord have actually finally produced Q10 green bioquinone capsules suitable for vegans. So great stuff from that point of view. The green is basically the green sort of notion from that point of view. Somebody who can help us with this and talk to us about selenium, about Q10, about the importance of healthy lifestyles, etc., is of course the aforementioned awesome guru who is Dennis the Chemist. How are you, Dennis?
Mighty fine, sir.
Well, that's what we like to hear. That's essential. We like to ensure that all of our contributors are mighty fine, because as I said, Dennis, one of the things about being part of the Southside family and the PharmaNord family is excellent health is a prerequisite.
Well, this is a difficult one, because the whole world has got this problem. It's like watching a horror movie. And as a fellow human, it's difficult to know what to say. You know, I'm 79, God willing I'm 80 next year. I've been in my pharmacy 55 years. My mother wheeled me in the pharmacy 79 years ago as a baby. The shop's been here 100 years. In 3 years, it's our centenary. So I've lived and breathed pharmacy, and for the past 30 years, I've lived and breathed complementary medicine, vitamins, minerals, herbs, trace elements. And I've been doing programs on the BBC, Granada TV. I've done programs with Julie Goodyear from Coronation Street, Claudia Winkleman from the dancing programs, George Hamilton, the Godfather film star from The Godfather, and complementary medicine, vitamins, minerals, herbs, trace elements, they took over my life. I mean, there's three pharmacists in the shop, a staff of 10. We don't do lipstick or makeup or Christmas gifts or films or batteries. We do prescriptions. We sell things like Benylin and Strepsils. But the rest of the shop is health food products, over 200 of them. And a lot of them are from PharmaNord, this Danish company who do make health products specifically to pharmaceutical standards. And they pack them in foil in boxes. And I was very impressed. And I started promoting PharmaNord products on radio and television. And they ended up sending me all over the world to listen to lectures. Boston, Germany, Italy, London, Los Angeles, Prague, Belgium, Sweden, Seville, Bologna, New York. Next year, all being well, I'm back to Sweden. They've sent me to Lapland. So it's just been an amazing ride in complementary medicine. And now we've got the horrors of this virus which is devastating the entire world and all our normal life. And I'm reading now in this morning paper on the Express, Boris, we can turn back the tide. And there's another paper, Daily Mail, PM, we can beat the virus in 12 weeks, which is an amazing statement to make. But what am I going to talk about? The first thing is, we all have to look after ourselves in the general term. We have to look after our elderly, we have to look after the children, and we have to look after ourselves. And there's many things that we humans do that we shouldn't be doing because of the horrors of this virus. So you do have to look after your body. So, what can I say you should do in general terms before I mention supplements? In general terms, the millions and millions and millions of people who smoke cigarettes, they should not be smoking, because this virus is damaging the lung. And in particular, the area of the lung that makes the mucus, that lubricates the lungs, because the virus likes a dry lung. So you've got to make sure you drink plenty of water, and especially the elderly, people like me, a year off 80. I'm stupid. I give advice all day in the shop, in my consultation room, and I forget to drink. I even had a kidney stone a few years ago because I wasn't drinking enough and I developed a kidney stone. I did take a herb called Quebra Pedra, which alludes to, in Spanish, it alludes to stone crusher. And it's a famous herb, Quebra Pedra. And I took the capsules of Quebra Pedra and my kidney stone did go. So drinking water, which is there, thank God, from the tap. So that should be our drink. You can drink your tea, you can drink your coffee. What you should be avoiding, and I know it's part of the so-called modern society, is all this wine and beer drinking and gin drinking. You see in supermarkets 29 brands of gin, which is very strong alcohol, and whiskey, which is very strong alcohol, and the wines can be 12%, 13%, 16%. All this alcohol has got to be broken down by the liver. The liver is the biggest organ in the body. It stores the iron to avoid being anemic. It breaks down many of the medicines that we take on prescription. It's part of your immune system. And we're hearing you have to look after your immune system. So I'm just making a statement. Once in a lifetime in this terrible situation, people should stop drinking alcohol. And the problem is, with everybody, as the weeks are passing, being told more and more, especially my age group, who are more prone because of weakened immune systems as you get older, then in my age group, we're told to be self-isolating. We're going to hear this phrase more and more, self-isolate. By two of my grandchildren, with their mum and dad, that my daughter and son-in-law, they live 200 yards from me, and I can't see them now for the forthcoming months and months, because at my age, I'm much more prone. If I'm in their company, that they may even have it. They may even not know they've got it. They may even know they've got no symptoms and get better without any symptoms. But if they come round hugging and kissing Grandpa and Grandma, they can give it us and do us in. So yes, we can't. In the pharmacy, Dennis Gore Chemist Limited, those who can Google, you can see Dennis Gore Chemist website, and you will see that Mark, the fellow pharmacist, with Mohammed, our third pharmacist, they built with a professional joiner, a massive screen with perspex, with a hatch. And we're obviously, like all the pharmacists, we're all busy doing our normal work of prescriptions and giving advice of what you should be doing to try and avoid getting. So we've got this unique system. The pharmacy, where we're doing prescriptions, is cut off to the people standing in front, which was very good to protect us, because we're like doctors and nurses, we're part of this National Health Service to look after you all. And we hope to keep going as long as possible without getting it behind the screen. We're told from America what we must do is think that you've got it already. Pretend. Think that you've got it already. So that way, by keeping a yard, 2 yards, 1 meter, 2 meters away from everybody else as much as possible, then they can't give it you, or you can't give it them. So this distance is very important. Wherever you are, I unfortunately had to attend a funeral yesterday. The service, it was pleasant weather, the service was outside. Everything we did was outside. Prayers that were said was all said outside. We didn't go into the normal little room with the coffin. When the coffin was brought, everything was done outside. Everybody kept their distance. So you should avoid alcohol. You should avoid cigarette smoking. Because, as I said, this virus has a go for the lungs. It likes to live in the lungs. It likes to damage our lungs. And in particular, the cells, I think they're called goblet cells, I think I remember from school days, they make the mucus, and you need your mucus. And also, there's a hair-like system in the lungs which wafts stuff out of your lungs. This horrible virus damages those hair-like processes, and that's why people have such terrible trouble breathing, because they're like drowning in their own fluids, and the virus has stopped the hair wafting up. So all the smokers who've been damaging their lungs for 10, 20, 30, 40 years, no matter how long you've been smoking, you better quickly stop smoking, because the body has wonderful resilience. And literally, within a day, the blood supply, because the cigarettes damages your lungs, the nicotine causes constriction, it cuts off the blood supply to your whole body. You'll never believe the length of all your blood vessels in your body. That's the arteries, the veins, and in particular, the little capillaries. If you stick a pin anywhere in your body, you will bleed. No matter how close the little holes, if you jab yourself, and this will give you an idea of the length of all the capillaries in your body. But when I say the number, all you listeners will not believe what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you, and you won't believe it, but you can Google it, and it's there. The length of all your blood vessels is 60,000 miles. I know you can't believe it, but that's not just the arteries and veins, which isn't that much. It's these capillaries. And when you smoke, the nicotine causes constriction. That's why smoking is deadly. So drinking alcohol does your liver in. And unfortunately, because we're going to be self-isolating, another thing's looming up. People who like a drink, because the pubs are being shut, and people, as pubs have been shut the last few years, thousands of pubs are closed. So people, I'm coughing because I'm dry, because I'm talking so much. People have been, the last few years, not going to pubs as much. They've been drinking more at home. And so, with the stress of what we're all going through, people, unfortunately, are going to be tempted to be drinking more. And you get a lot of housewives who, because they want to relax, reduce their stress, are turning to having a drink. And now that people are going to be self-isolating, the temptation, instead of having a drink at 6 o'clock in their house on their own, they're going to be doing it at 5 o'clock and 4 o'clock. And in fact, paradoxically, instead of reducing the alcohol, and they're going to be drinking more. So you can see there are ways of looking after ourselves, and it's going to be difficult, but you've got to stop smoking and drinking alcohol and drinking water. Now, with regard to supplements, there are so many supplements that I've been talking about and selling for the last 40 years. It's difficult in a few minutes to know what to say. We don't want to cause a stampede as if I'm making medical claims that I'm going to save the world by taking vitamins. That would be ridiculous. But I've been saying on these programs, and all the programs have done, that there are supplements which do help to maintain good health. And Alex introduced the fact that PharmaNord, the Danish company who make products to pharmaceutical standards, and that's why I've always plugged them and became good friends of Bent Henriksen, the head of PharmaNord. He came to my daughter's wedding 18 years ago, I've been with him all over the world to these conferences, like on coenzyme Q10 and their flagship product, bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram, which is in a fish gelatin capsule, and that's the biggest selling thing in my pharmacy, along with their product selenium, bioselenium precise, which is a mineral, 200 micrograms, which we need because England's got the lowest selenium levels in the soil in the world. And then they do bioselenium with zinc, and zinc also is an important mineral. That's in 200 pathways. So they've now brought out for people, vegetarian, vegan, who don't want a fish capsule of their Pharmanord bioquinone Q10 Gold, they brought out bioquinone Q10 Gold Green. It is now not just vegetarian, it is vegan. So people's ears will prick up that they can now buy a vegan formula of bioquinone Green, 100 milligram capsule, and this gives you your energy. Q10, this substance, a lot of you will have heard of it, a lot of you won't have heard of it. Q10 is made in your liver, and when you pass 20, your liver starts to make less. And when you get to 40, your production of Q10 has gone back to the levels of a two-year-old. And when you get to my age, 79, it's gone back to the levels of a one-year-old baby. But if you take Q10, well, why would you take it? What's its job? It's the substance that joins food that you eat with oxygen you breathe into energy. There's a molecule, H2O is water, O2 is oxygen, but most of you won't have heard of ATP. That's the molecule that creates energy. And you make it by joining food in your mouth and oxygen up your nose. Join them together in all the cells of your body. You have 30 trillion. That's number 3 with 13 zeros after it. That's another number you won't believe. 60,000 miles of blood vessels in your body and 30 trillion cells. And in each cell, you've got little engines called mitochondria. And they've got 5,000 in most of your cells. And that's where the food and the oxygen are joined together by your levels of Q10. But your levels of Q10 diminish as you get older. So you can take bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligrams capsule in a fish gelatin capsule. Or now you can ask for bioquinone Q10 Gold Green, because that's vegan. And there's selenium, as I mentioned. We do know that in parts of China in particular, where they are prone to viral infections, one of the reasons was a lack of selenium in their soil. And selenium, it seems, makes what we call antioxidant pathways to stop free radical damage. And in particular, one of the 25 selenium pathways, thioredoxin reductase, if you can make that, it does help to reduce the virility, the strength of viruses. So these are sort in general terms, but of what to take to maintain a healthy immune system. But the main thing is we have to look after ourselves. All the things you've been told to avoid, to becoming diabetic, to becoming high blood pressure, to be having damaged lungs and circulation problems and more prone to infection, is triggered by the stupid things we do. We eat cakes and chocolates and sweets and Mars bars and Kit Kat and Bounty and drink Coca-Cola with loads of sugar. All these things I've just mentioned, I've got 5, 6, 7, 8 spoons of sugar. And sugar doesn't just cause cancer, too much sugar. It feeds the cancer, and it damages you. The sugar damages you. That's why people, diabetics, get more eye problems and circulation problems and kidney problems and heart problems, because it's the sugar. And don't give your sugar, don't give treats. I've made this up. Treat stand for terrible result eating all that sugar. You can remember me for years to come that Dennis the chemist used the word treats to save the world in a way, because he told everybody treats is not treats. It stands for terrible result eating all that sugar. That's what I want to be remembered for. I save thousands of lives by telling people to avoid all that sugar. So this is the message this morning about what to do to be sensible. It will pass. Our Boris is telling us. Hopefully he's right. We can turn the tide in 12 weeks. Boris Johnson, I'm reading in the Express, has declared that Britain can turn the tide on the coronavirus within 12 weeks if the nation pulls together. The Prime Minister insists if households heed the government advice, and I'm adding Dennis the chemist's advice, stop smoking, stop drinking alcohol, and stop having all this sugar. He says this advice, then the infection could be on the downward slope by the end of June. A combination of scientific progress in the race for a vaccine to halt the killer disease, widespread testing for infection, and observing the social distances measures will send the coronavirus, turn to page four, this is what our Prime Minister is telling us, if I can turn the page over, there's page three, and there's page four, it can send it packing in this country. Mr. Johnson revealed the government is ramping up tests with the aim of carrying out 250,000 a day. Wow. So there's the headline on page 3 of 4 and 5 of the Express.
Well,
250,000 tests a day to beat the bug. But we've already been told that, you know, keep your distance from each other. Those who are told to self-isolate, help each other. Children bring the food and leave it on the doorstep for their aged parents and grandparents. Are we still live, Alex?
Well,
we
I think, Dennis, I was just going to say...
Oh, have you cut me off? I don't know whether I'm talking to myself.
Can you hear me, Dennis? Are
I
you there?
Can.
That's all right, then, because we're so shabby. I say, I think we've done ourselves, we've kept our social distance, because you're basically just in Cheshire and Manchester. I'm up in Teesside, so that's all good. And I'd also like to echo, obviously, not so much our Prime Minister, because I never thought we'd actually be using one of these sections to actually act as a cheerleader for Mr. Johnson. But Her Majesty the Queen, who basically, I think I would trust a lot more, certain that we are up to the challenge, and our history has actually demonstrated that. So listen to the
Cheshire,
Queen.
I'm in Prestwich, Manchester.
Oh, there you are, you see. It's
can Google me, DennisTheChemist.com, and get more information.
That's all we needed to know.
And you can see the video of how we've made the screen. Thank you.
It's all go. Dennis, we salute you. Take care now. Okay.